You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. YouTube plays a huge role in the creation and marketing of toys. In some cases, the crazier the toy, the better. In Focus on Technology, hear about a Cincinnati toy company who takes full advantage of YouTube. Inside its showroom near Eden Park, co-founder of Bang Zoom Design, Mike Hoding, shows off several walls of brightly packaged toys, some of them his company has designed for this holiday season.
For 2018 Christmas, we have a couple toys that might be seen on the hot list, and one of them is Chow Crown.
Picture this. A crown is spinning on your head with dangling forks and food. It's an idea he sold to Hasbro.
Playing with your food just got a whole new spin. It's Chow Crown from Hasbro Gaming. Fit your food on the forks and set the crown spinning. Gobble it up before the music stops and out jump the competition. Food not included. Additional purchase, adult assembly, and supervision required.
Kids and adults are shown trying to bite into things like strawberries, marshmallows, and chips while the food is moving around their head. You can just imagine what that looks like in a YouTube video. Again, Bang Zoom's Hoding.
The trend right now for toys is, can the game look good on YouTube? And so that's how toy companies are advertising, is they go straight to YouTube and they want to make it viral. So they want toys that look silly, and this one takes the cake, and so literally.
YouTube helps drive sales as more and more kids watch the toys in action. Hair Dorables is another creation from Bang Zoom. It's a mystery which doll kids are getting out of the box. They go through a series of clues before finding out. In this YouTube video, Macaroni Live's Joe Beth and special guest Rebecca unbox one of these Hair Dorables.
She's so cute.
Oh, show her. Oh, my goodness, how cute is she? Oh, let's pull her out of there. Okay, so our assumptions were right. She is. Oh, my gosh, look at that hair.
Her hair is amazing.
And voila. Free advertising. For the toy industry, it's all about the number of hits on these YouTube videos.
When one toy company finds gold, and so to speak, and all the other toy companies follow suit. So like Pie Face was a huge game that came out a couple years ago. And the toy industry realized that this is the best way to market, is to have kids do the marketing for them. So they'll undo the unboxing, or they'll play the game. And if it's compelling enough that it has 30 million hits, that's almost free advertising.
Hoding and his staff of eight get a lot of their ideas from videos on social media. Take Rolly, my kissing puppy.
Puppies, who hates a puppy? Nobody. So we saw these puppies licking kids and giggling and everything. So we thought licking puppies can only be a winner, right? So we developed this prototype of this really specific articulating, it's like a robotic action. There's deep inside of this toy is a complicated robotic mechanism that gives this puppy a realistic licking action.
The toy is new this season, and videos are already up on YouTube. Over its nearly 30-year history, Bang Zoom Design has had about 200 toys on the shelves. Hoding says there are only 30 independent inventor companies like his in the world. The big toy makers run out of ideas and come to them. Yellies from Bang Zoom just hit the shelf. They are furry, cute spiders who run away when you yell. Hoding demonstrates.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. There's Yellies.
A computer chip with a microphone senses volume, revs up the motor, and the spiders go faster. Bang Zoom is now working on toys for the year 2020. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.